The director of the Bleier Center for TV and Pop Culture at Syracuse University, Robert Thompson, is here. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
So a week ago, we were asking ourselves, will we still be talking about Roseanne in a week? And here we are, a week later.
I guess so.
Talking about Roseanne, the ratings still good. I was a little concerned after week one that it was going to be a little too political for my tastes when it comes to watching Roseanne. But this week, it seemed like a more normal program.
Yeah, I think it was pretty much what we predicted when we talked last week, and it went down a little, which is nothing to be. Of course it would from those huge, I think the ratings were up to 21.9 million by the end of the week for the first
one.
Wow. And it went down about 17%. I think the second episode got 15.2 or something like that, which is, that's a pretty respectable number to hold on to. So I think this is obviously a big hit. And since we talked last, it's been renewed for a second season.
So already?
13 more episodes.
Wow. Wow. No surprise, I guess. All eyes today, though, Bob, on the Masters Tournament. And, of course, more eyes on because Tiger Woods is back in the game, literally and figuratively. And apparently our fascination with Tiger is not over.
Yeah, right now in front of me on CBS Sports Network, Tiger is warming up. So he gets live coverage not only when he plays, but when he warms up.
I know all of the at least the networks that are running the Masters are just hoping against hope that he will last through the weekend competition. But what is it about him? You know, I guess I'm wondering, why did we forgive him, number one, and why is it that we continue to watch regardless of how competitive he is at this point?
Well, yeah, I mean, his is a complex story. I mean, I guess the first thing was that he was about as good at his sport when he was at his peak as anybody has ever been at their sport. I mean, he was one of the world-class, through history, people to play the game that he played. So that was one thing. Then, of course, we had the whole tabloid fall from grace, which his game seemed to never fully recover from. And what, about a year ago, he was having trouble walking. And this story now that he's coming back, and if he were to win this, which I don't think many people think he is, he'd be doing it age 42, which would put him right up there with I think maybe only three other golfers who would have won it at that age. So the huge success, the fall, and then the potential of a comeback.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since he's won a major championship. Makes this a really exciting story.
Yeah, and it almost doesn't really matter how he's doing in terms of the leaderboard. As long as he's still on the field, the cameras are still going to find him and spend a lot of time on him too, because just love to watch Tiger play.
Yeah, they're on him right this minute as we speak.
Okay, and he's only warming up. We'll keep speaking of things that
there's no windmills or clown's mouths though, so I think he's on a real golf course.
Okay, so it's not like you and I going golfing.
It's not like you and I, right?
And speaking of things that we can't get enough of, it's a big April and a big May for the royal family, of course. The baby this month, the third one for William and Kate, and then next month, of course, the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And I guess one of the things that's different about it, Bob, is that there are two sets of youngsters, in royal,
right,
standards of youngsters who are really on the main stage right now.
Right. It's like CSI or Law and Order, that we've got the franchise now.
That's right. The royal franchise.
I keep thinking back to 1981, and I had just started graduate school, and that Diana wedding was one of the most extraordinarily covered, hyped sort of thing. Calculations are that there were about 1 billion viewers of that thing worldwide.
I know. I was watching,
I don't
too.
Think we're going to get to that point, but even CNN, hard news, respectable news operation, you can go on CNN and learn that the cake will be a lemon elderflower cake with buttercream and fresh flowers as decorations. I mean, the amount of attention and coverage this kind of old, anachronistic royal family stuff gets is really extraordinary in 2018. It's like we can't get enough of it.
Well, as long as you've mentioned the cake, Bob, I have to add a detail here that the woman who is actually making that cake is from Marin County, just south of us.
Oh, so, yeah, I didn't know
that's how I knew about the elderflower cake, whatever the hell that is. Well, no doubt we'll be watching that, too, and they won't be wearing green jackets. They'll no doubt be wearing something else for the wedding, but it's all watchable, and apparently we are all interested. Bob, thanks so much.
800 spaces in the chapel. I don't know about you, but I have not yet gotten my invitation.
No, and I don't expect one either. Nope, I think we're going to have to sit in front of the tube and, or at least watch the highlights at a later date.
Sounds good to me.
All right, Bob, we will talk to you next Thursday. Thanks for being here.
I'll look forward to it. Thank you.
That is Robert Thompson from Syracuse University.